6C. Exercise 3. Page 50. Speaker 1.
I work as a nurse in a busy hospital. It's a very demanding job that often leaves me feeling exhausted. So looking on the bright side of things is really important. If I didn't have that work value, I probably wouldn't survive in the job. And it's the same for the other nurses I work with. We all have our cups half full rather than half empty, as they say. I've been like this since my first day on the job, and I don't think my attitude will change anytime soon.
Speaker 2.
When I started at the company where I work now, I didn't value teamwork as much as I do now. Back then, I didn't think I needed help to complete my tasks, and I didn't want help either. I guess I was a bit arrogant. I thought the best way to do a task is to do it yourself. My boss, though, soon taught me to think otherwise. Soon, I began to realize how important it is to work as a team, using the skills of a number of different people to complete a task.
Speaker 3.
I work as a sales assistant in a clothes shop. I enjoy the work, but sometimes the shop is really quiet, especially at the beginning of the week. That doesn't really suit me, because I like to be busy when I'm supposed to be working. My colleagues don't have the same problem. They happily chat to each other when there aren't any customers in the shop. But I tidy up the clothes or sweep the floors. I don't feel comfortable just sitting around doing nothing.
Speaker 4.
At the company where I work, we're given a lot of trust to make important decisions on our own. It's something that the owner of the company values very highly. She wants staff members to be able to do their jobs well without having to ask their managers for advice at every step. It's something that I and all my colleagues really like, and I think it helps the company too. When your boss trusts you, you definitely feel like working hard for her.
Speaker 5. I work in an office for an insurance company. I quite like my job, although my office manager really gets on my nerves sometimes. For one, we are given very little freedom to make decisions on our own. Everything has to pass through him. But the most annoying thing is the focus he puts on punctuality. For example, he gets very cross with people when they arrive late in the morning, but then doesn't care if we don't show any effort to work well as a team.